Konnichiwa, and welcome to the Pals Anime Lounge, a podcast where a bunch of pals get together to talk about anime. The pals are Artura.
Konnichiwa, Mina.
And girls.
Hi.
And I'm your host, Ace. In today's episode, we're talking about Demon Bane, aka Kishin Hoko Demon Bane, an OVA from 2004. I chose this one because if you don't follow the world of gaming, Summer Game Fest just ended, so we needed something easy.
Honestly, it turned out to be a perfect little thing. I'm kind of skipping ahead, but yeah.
A palate cleanser. This was animated by Group Tech, the studio behind Princess Minerva and Street Fighter Alpha, the movie, which we covered on this podcast. Demon Bane currently has an Annie-List score of 53%. Demon Bane is a set of two adult visual novels from 2003 and 2004, which were never originally released in Japan, outside of Japan, until 2011, when the first one was released everywhere else, as well as this OVA, some light novels, and a manga. It also had a full anime series.
It had a spin-off racing game.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I didn't mention that, did I? And the robot has, spoilers, has appeared in Super Robot Wars, I think.
Yeah, I see that listed. I assume everything appeared in Super Robot Wars.
Yeah, if it looks like a robot, it's in Super Robot Wars.
It is great, honestly. The number of stuff they include.
Oh yeah, I'm not complaining. So my short synopsis is... A photojournalist moves to the big city looking to make a scoop. Artur?
A journalist tries her luck in the big city and follows a scoop regarding the mecha robot Demon Bane, finding herself in the middle of dangerous situations.
And, girls?
Follow Lily Bridge as she tries to get photos of Arkham City's protector Demon Bane for a Heihachi J. Jonah Jameson Mishima. Because he has the haircut.
As soon as you said that, I was like, ah, the hair.
He has the wing here.
We open on narration of someone being touched in Arkham City. Like, I don't remember the Catwoman DLC for that game very well, so I thought maybe it's Catwoman.
I was thinking that if I was in a better state of mind, I would write my short synopsis as a bunch of comic book references that don't mesh. Because it's Arkham City, there's J. Jonah Jameson, like... Almost exactly.
Someone asks if they know what Demon Bane is, which shocks them, and we never find out what that's about because we cut to a series of explosions across the city, and bathed in moonlight while playing a guitar, it's Dr. West, the century's greatest genius, taunting the city in general, I guess.
I heard Dr. West and I saw how insane he was, and I was like, RFK Jr., is that you? Is that gonna land? I don't know if anyone's going to get it, or if it's too offensive. I don't know.
Write in and let us know. Elsewhere, Stone reports to Police Captain Ness that the civilians have been evacuated, so Ness suggests the pullout method. This concerns Stone because of the property damage, but Ness says they don't have big enough handcuffs for the robot.
Honestly, this whole OVA could be about these two guys just having weird exchanges. They're great.
Just then, Arkham City's defender arrives. A big mech.
Wait a minute. Did we just replace Batman with Iron Man?
I mean, Batman sometimes is Iron Man in the comics, basically. So.
The two clash, and we cut to the offices of the Daily Arkham newspaper, where J. Jonah Jameson is annoyed that they didn't get a photo of Spider-Man. I mean, the fight.
I swear I think I watched the wrong anime.
Lily Bridge enters the office, saying she's new to the city and hopes to be hired. And it just so happens that she photographed the mech. It's a bad photo, but she gets paid for it, and I assume hired?
Yeah, it's kind of the same feeling I got. They're like, go give her a salary, and they just give her, like, a few, like, bills, and then they're, like, calling it a day, and I'm like, okay, guess she got hired?
Isn't that like a like almost exactly a scene from Sam Raimi Spider-Man where Peter Parker gives Jameson photos and he goes, shit, crap, okay, pay him.
Yeah. We cut to later and Lake, one of the other employees, is walking with her. He warns that Black Lodge, an evil secret organization, has the city under its thumb. However, superhumans have been coming out of the woodwork to combat them. Lily thinks this is a good thing. Lots of scoops. Lake explains, no, too many scoops means you need something noteworthy to make people take notice. He tells her that the mech called Demon Bane from last night is a noteworthy scoop, which causes her to have PTSD flashbacks. That's never explained either. We get a montage of Lily interviewing people, asking about Demon Bane, and she discovers that a specific area of the city has been turned into a restricted zone by the Haddo concern. She heads to a park to decompress and sees a poster for the Daijuji detective office and decides to ask a detective. She enters the detective's office and assaults him with a landline phone. He's hungry, so she takes him to a restaurant, where he, I assume, bankrupts her. He rants about not being paid because he destroyed the city a little, but he brushes her off when she asks what that means.
Just kicked a trash bin or something. Got fined for that. You probably couldn't get fined for that.
His name is Daijuji Kuroro, and he agrees to be her source for information until she asks about Demon Bane. He refuses to talk about that, so she leaves.
Yeah, he prefers Spider-Man.
As Lily walks, she finds herself at the restricted zone and spots a girl leaping over the barricade. She crawls after her and gives chase, but loses the girl. Then spots something strange on the ground and picks it up. She's then attacked by two dolls, but saved by Daijuji, who helps her escape. The next day, Jameson isn't impressed by the story of her being attacked. He wants pictures of Spider-Man. I mean Demon Bane. Lake tells her that the thing she picked up is an unknown metal that only the Haddo concern could have made. Later on, Lily finds Daijuji smashed into the road. This is never explained.
I mean, she found him the first time she met him, she found him in a terrible situation. Maybe that's just his thing.
Maybe she put him in the road. He leads her to the Haddo concern's leader, a child named Ruri Haddo. Lily runs at the child, but is stopped by a bodyguard named Winfield,
who is like almost exactly Answer from Guilty Gear Xrd. For reference, he's a business ninja with blonde hair and glasses.
Marie says that she'll speak to her, but when asked about Demon Bane, she feigns ignorance. Lily tries to show her the metal, but it's not in her pocket.
Where did it go?
Do we ever get told where that went, actually?
I mean, I assume in the next scene we see it, so I assume she found it, or did she not find it?
Or did Daijuji nick it from her?
Yeah, maybe he thought he can sell it and get some food.
She returns to the Daily Arkham office and is told to kill the story. Nobody is to write about the Haddo concern. So she goes to get drunk. Daijuji accompanies her and tries to warn her off of Demon Bane again, saying not to get too close to the dark world.
Which might sound like he's implying something not PC, but no.
Don't go to the red light district.
Or downtown. Don't go downtown.
So she returns to the restricted zone and finds the dolls, who don't attack, but she's captured in a net by Dr. West. He's confused that he's captured a regular human, as one of his machines told him that she wasn't just a normal person. So he says he'll experiment on her instead, and gets kicked into a wall by a hero.
I mean, it's like Harold Talon's woman isn't a regular person.
West is understandably annoyed and gets henchmen to shoot at the hero, but they're defeated and he runs to fetch his giant robot. The hero is no match for the robot and West turns its attention to Lily, but Demon Bane manifests just in time to save her. It's piloted by the hero, and the two mechs fight, with Demon Bane obviously victorious, and we get the end credits.
Yeah, it turns into full mobile fighter G Gundam. Maybe I butchered the title with the order of the words, but yeah. he uses his hand. He does a special move with his hand and defeats the Doctor's robot.
Has this made you want to check out Deus Machina Demon Bane, the first game in the series?
So the problem I kind of got is, I'm a big fan of visual novels and I've been getting more into them recently. But it like 20 minutes gave me very little information. And like you said, a lot of things were just kind of left unanswered. So I've kind of started to realize the beauty of why it's important to have a little bit longer than 24 minutes of an OVA to get someone interested in something.
Fair. Goose?
I'm not sure. I'd have to do more research into visual novel. My impression was that this is a side story, so I assume it's from the perspective of one of the side characters.
Yeah, from what I got to learn, it does seem like so. I mean, in the visual novel, you play as a private investigator who goes to Arkham, so you're definitely not playing the journalist. But at the same time, I couldn't find the journalist in the visual novel, so that was a little confusing to me. Though I will say I quite like the villain. He made me laugh, and I would yeah. be happy to have more of him.
So yeah, the visual novel appears to have a lot of adult situations.
Yeah, and it's interesting because, well, I couldn't, is Demon, well, Demon Bane wasn't announced or anything, right? We're just watching this because it was short.
That's right.
Yeah, it's interesting because the only real way, like, there is no way to experience it officially at the moment, at least that I could find on things like Steam.
It's available on Just USA, I think.
Huh, what is that? I've never heard of it.
Oh, they sell of adult games. It's a digital download from their store.
Oh, interesting. Thank you for this. I had no idea this existed.
There's also Manga Gamer and Nutaku.net, which both sell adult games.
I recently saw an ad on YouTube, I think, I don't know how new it is, but I saw an ad for a website with like anime and other stuff, like dubs and translations, stuff that wasn't supposedly published ever, and they had some straight up adult stuff.
Yeah, it's not on GOG.com, it's not on Steam. I'm not sure why Just doesn't sell on those stores. Well, I can see why it doesn't sell on Steam, because certain countries would not be able to buy it on Steam. Thanks, Online Safety Act.
And also they might get removed. Fangs, collective shout.
So is it a Yeta, a Nani, or a Baka, Arturo?
I think for me it's a Nani. I wanted to see more to know whether I would lean Yata or Baka, because I was kind of in the middle of the two. Some characters, some plot lines I was interested in, but otherwise there were moments where it felt a bit dull, and I think it's because they were trying to condense a lot of information into the 24 minutes. So instead of getting more casual and normal time with the characters, it just felt like we're just moving on to the next thing as quickly as possible.
And goes.
So I thought it was a yata. I'm a fan of stories that are effectively the main character is effectively a side character or a background character archetype, kind of like Goblin Slayer. In the world, there's a chosen one hero, and he effectively has his own side story. And I thought for a short it was, I thought it was, well, the focus was good, because it was, again, from the perspective of, mainly from the perspective of Lily Bridge, who doesn't know about this stuff, so we kind of learn with her. And it didn't feel to me like I needed to know more than she did. It's just kind of the hunt for what Demon Bane is, and we kind of get that at the end.
Okay, fair. I also gave it a yata. It's a fun short time. It left me wanting to know more, so it worked well as an advertisement for the game. It didn't really work well as a adaptation of the game, but that might not be what they were going for. But I enjoyed it. So does it deserve its Annie List score of 53%?
I do feel that's very harsh to give to this, especially because although I was kind of divided between the two, I don't think this ever could possibly lean negatively, especially because, again, the characters were enjoyable and what little we got to see did seem intriguing. But I can also see how if you are a fan of the game and going to have learned about the game, I was kind of shocked at the differences. Like, it's not that much, but obviously there's a few discrepancies between what you would expect from the video game and from the anime. So you probably wouldn't like it then. And then as a person just watching this for the first time, you probably would also be a little disappointed if there was nothing more to go. So that's when I start thinking, okay, I guess this score does make sense.
I would give it a pretty high score, like on Game Grin scale, like 8 or 9, because I thought it was, it kind of made me think of saying, and that might sound pretentious, but brevity is the soul of wit. I think that was a Shakespeare who said that.
I believe so.
And yeah, I thought that kind of exemplifies it. Because, again, I didn't feel like I needed more. It stood well on its own and had a lot of great animation. I took note of one scene in the middle somewhere where it's at the newspaper, and the whole scene is there's a close-up of glasses sitting on a table, and you see reflections of the characters talking. I thought that was super great. And there's probably more stuff, because I didn't really see any bad animation. Like, I imagine if I looked at it more closely, I would find more little gems like that.
There were some weird direction choices where the image just shrunk into the corner of the screen, leaving us with mainly black. That's I didn't quite understand what they were going for that, for when it did that.
Yeah, it gave kind of a like a like trying to separate, almost trying to separate the screen into little chunks. Like it's a bigger office maybe, and you're just seeing one of the rooms, kind of like a manga is. It's you have multiple panels. It was a little weird, a little jarring, but it's potentially clever. Like, again, I think one of the one that I remember was that is back at the office at the newspaper, and you see a little corn in the corner. You see the J. Jonah Jameson's office, and then it cuts to something else.
Right. I kind of agree with everyone. I wouldn't give it such a low score personally. I can also see that it's not deserving of something super high because of how short and how many plot threads it leaves hanging.
Sure.
Right, that about brings us to the end of the episode. Thank you for joining me, Artur and Goz.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you for listening to the Pals Anime Lounge, and better yet, thank you for subscribing wherever you found this episode. You can find more from us on GameGrin.com, find us on social media, or listening to the Grincast Podcast. I was doing so well. Grincast Podcast. Sarodewa. Game on.